The collection of books are not necessarily the best books in the world or the biggest sellers or even my list of favorite books. It just happened that while I was reading these books, there was some process of the continuation of the discussion in my mind about something that was going on with the book.
And that became a song.
Yeah, it became a song. Yeah.
Now, one of the songs on this album, which is also on your previous studio recording, is Riding the White Horse Home. And that's based on a book by the Wyoming author Teresa Jordan.
It's her memoir of growing up on a ranch. And they did lose it in this generation. But there's more about the essence of being on the ranch, knowing the people really well, remembering the details of the ranch. There's a lot of that in the song. There's this line that she talked about the tradition of people handing down some of their most valuable possessions, such as their silver spurs. I just love that image. And so there's a line in the song that says, their silver spurs were always passed down to someone.
Oh, the people buried there, their silver spurs were always passed down to someone. They fixed the old corral, they saved the orphan calf, they built the hall where we had fun. We knew the land so well, we knew each other well. I dream of riding my white horse while nothing would keep fate from taking the ranch away.
So there were little details that you would zero in on.
Yeah, there are wonderful details about humanity and connection between people, generations, and just the memories of growing up in a deeply rooted culture that I thought was worth singing about.
On your 2009 studio album, Blooming, you have two other songs inspired by Wyoming, mm-hmm. not inspired by books, but mm-hmm. also Wyoming related. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Return to Rawlins, which I guess comes from the gate at Route 80 being closed
exactly.
due to snow.
Exactly. Well, I started to fall in love with Wyoming because I had to drive through it a lot to get other places, you know? And then I realized the state of Wyoming is so amazing. I'm going to have to get to know it. And so this was the first one that I wrote that was based on the region. And it's really a story about a person who had been brought up in Rawlins and had gone away. And then he decided that he needed to return to his hometown to look after his family. He was talking to me about this decision. And there were some places in the world that, you know, he may have thought were more interesting or something, but really his heart was right there with the sky and the stars and his hometown. And I just thought it was worth writing about. So I wrote that song.
Return to Rawlins, that's what the sign says. You cannot go further, for the ice and the snow and the rest of the reasons. I cannot go further, are reasons that only God knows. I've tried to leave it, my check stop on the highway, my pit stop for the hungry, that high lonesome snow. But I was born here beneath the skies of heaven, in a mile marking Carbon County home. Return to Rawlins, that's what the sign says. You cannot go further, for the ice had the snow and the rest of the reasons. I cannot go further, are reasons that only God knows.
And then the other one is My Teton Home, which mm-hmm. is appropriate since we're recording this interview in Jackson.
That's right, we are at the foothills of the Tetons. My Teton Home, I began that one when I was on a drive up here to spend some time up here. I relate to the mountains. I live at the foot of the mountains in Salt Lake Valley. I understand what it is to live near mountains and how beautiful that is and how you look up to them. And they're sort of a beacon in a way. You always know where you are. If you can see the mountain, you know which direction you're going. And that's a metaphor for thinking about your life. So I put some of those thoughts into the song, My Teton Home. There's just something expansive about this place and very inspiring in the Western landscape about life in general.
White winter decides to go. The clouds begin to move, the fog to disappear. There the Tetons stand above us all, the cutting edge unmistakably severe. They are my northern star. I know where they are when I am lost, and I will find my way from anywhere to my Teton home.
Songs About Wyoming by Kate McLeod. Her new album is at Ken Sanders Rare Books, coming out late this year. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Micah Schweitzer.